Jay Garner, the retired American general who's overseeing the reconstruction of Iraq, traveled to the Kurdish-controlled north of the country today. Crowds greeted him with cheers, applause, and a shower of flower petals. Garner's helicopter landed in Sulaymaniyah under heavy guard and was met by a delegation from the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, one of the two main Kurdish groups in the north. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us now from Baghdad. Ivan, General Garner has history in the north. How do you explain the welcome that he received up there?
Well, he does have history. In 1991, he organized a humanitarian aid to Kurds in the north of the country when they were being attacked by Saddam Hussein's forces after the Gulf War. And this was a precursor to setting up a so-called no-fly zone in the north that has allowed the establishment of a self-administered Kurdish enclave for some 12 years now, a sort of U.S. protectorate. On top of this, the Kurds, hands down, have been perhaps the world's biggest supporters of U.S. action to topple Saddam Hussein. This comes after a long history of persecution and ethnic cleansing and even claims of genocide. So when Garner returned to this city of Sulaymaniyah today, it was like a victor, a liberator coming home, and the crowd really enthusiastically greeted him. Cheers, flower petals, applause.
And what was General Garner's message to the Kurds during that visit?
Well, he was promising them a government in Iraq, a future government that would be what he called a mosaic, something that could represent all of the diverse ethnic and religious groups in this country. And that's something that they've also been calling for the past year, a democratic federal government. I do have to add, though, that many Kurds secretly dream or openly dream of having an independent state, but they recognize the realities that neighboring countries all oppose any independent Kurdish state, and they realize that the only way they can really move forward is to be a part, maybe a more autonomous part of Iraq. In fact, a top Kurdish leader today, he said, yes, we want to be part of Iraq, but we do reserve the right, like other people around the world, to self-determination, possibly down the road.
Finally now, Ivan, in Baghdad, the capital where you are, what's happening in the city today?
Well, we still have some questions about infrastructure being supplied to residents. There are some reports of some running water coming to some parts of the city, as well as some electricity. But still, as I traveled around today, the first word off of many residents' lips was, when are we going to get electricity? And rule of law, I saw acts of looting going on in the city center in a major bank again today, not far from American soldiers, in fact. On top of this, we had a second straight day of protests by Shia Muslims who were demonstrating against what they claimed was the American arrest of a top Muslim cleric. Now, American forces would not confirm or deny that report. And then towards the end of the day today, we got additional reports that perhaps that cleric had been released. Many of these people who were protesting also had messages they did not want U.S. forces to remain in Iraq for a long time, calling for independence and calling for an Islamic government to rule the country in the future.
Okay, Ivan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.